Thank you so much for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan, your community radio station. And coming up is a Parents' Night, the topic, surviving their adolescence. And here to tell us more about that, Janelle Wallace and Crystal Panino. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And tell us about, I guess, your affiliations. How are you involved in this project?
Well, I work with Schoenbar Middle School, so part of Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District, and we are hosting the event at K-High, targeting families of 6th graders through 12th graders, but it is open to all community members who work with adolescents, so whether you're an employer, foster parent, just a church member, anyone that has interaction with adolescents that we're opening our doors to.
Okay, and Crystal, what is your involvement?
So I work at Public Health, and so I'm one of the partners in this event. The other partners who aren't here today were are also the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, Janie Meyer, and Wish, and RYC. So those are a few of the other partners that are helping put this on. So my role is at Public Health, and I have a focus on sexual health and development of adolescents, and so we'll go into a little bit about the different topics we'll be speaking to.
Okay, before we get into the topics and things, when is this event? You mentioned it's at K-High.
Yes, it's at K-High. It will be on Monday, February 4th and Tuesday, February 5th, 5:30 to 8:30. There will be light food and snacks provided, and there will also be free child care. So we really want everyone to be able to participate.
What type, what topics will you be covering?
I'll pass that to Crystal.
Well, we have some amazing guest speakers, keynote speakers that I'll let Jonelle tell a little bit more about them and their background, but they're world renowned and they're on a lot of like up and coming research about adolescence and their brain. And so we each night starts with a keynote speaker that's about 45 minutes long, I think. And then you can break out into these little, what we call breakout sessions that are about a half an hour. And they'll be in different rooms and you can kind of see the topic and choose what you want to attend. The different ones are going to be on, things like adolescent mental health. Community Connections is going to do that. Me, myself, with Public Health, I'll do a little breakout sesh on sexual health and development of adolescents. And Wendy, a lady from the Valley, Anchorage area, is going to talk about a mindfulness workshop, which sounds really awesome. Jenny Meyer will do an eat, sleep, school, repeat, sort of like best practices for teenagers and self-care. And Terrence with RYC is going to talk a lot or do a breakout session on juuling and vaping and e-cigs. Yeah, so things like that. Oh, and Wish, of course, is going to be doing talking with your teens about sexual assault prevention and education.
This is for parents, correct? But could teens attend this? Is it something that they should be involved with too, or?
Yes. So parents are encouraged to bring their teen if they would like. This really couples nicely with topics that we cover in our health classes through the school district. So it's a little bit extra exposure for the teen to be in there with their parent, which is different than sitting and listening to it with your peers. But for some parents, they may want to hear the information first, take that back home, and have an individual conversation with their teen. So kids are welcome. We will have childcare for the younger kiddos. But yes, if you want to bring your teen in and pick some topics to learn about together, that is highly encouraged.
And Crystal was mentioning some of the speakers, and you have a little more info on them?
Yes. So we are bringing in some great keynote speakers, one of them being Dr. Linda Chamberlain. She is a world-renowned speaker. We're so grateful to have her in Ketchikan. She's out of Homer, but she speaks all over the world. She studied at Johns Hopkins and Yale, and she works with a lot of the Arctic nations, helping building mindful and trauma-informed government practices. So she has her hands in a lot of different pots, to say. Her latest research is focused on the adolescent brain, And she just finished up a research session and published work January 2019 that she'll be sharing with us next week. So it's really the latest hot off the press brain research on adolescence. And she has a really great way of translating the science into actual practices that can be used in the classroom and at home. So she breaks it down in a very user-friendly way that she's not going to be talking over your head. It's very, very useful information. And then Wendy DeGraffenried is a nurse out of Wasilla who is up and coming in the trauma-engaged world. After she visits us in Ketchikan, she'll be speaking in D.C. at the National Trauma-Engaged Conference. And her focus will be on mindfulness and self-regulation skills. So she'll be doing some body movements with us, mindful eating, and talking about a program that she has developed called Brain Train, which is targeting adolescents to promote self-regulation.
And it sounds like, as you mentioned, whether you are involved, whether you have young people in your life yourself or working with them or just even we all are around them, so it really could be something that could benefit anyone.
It really is. And even though we're going to be talking a lot about how this directly impacts adolescents, self-regulation is good for everyone. So even if, yes, you're not directly working with an adolescent and just a community member that's looking for some health and wellness tips, please come on by, and I think you could benefit from it.
Is this something you need to register for in advance, or can you just show up? How does this work?
So you don't have to register in advance, but it would be helpful to get a head count, especially if you're planning on bringing young ones to be in the child care room. You can go on the Ketchikan School District website, and there is a form where you can select the sessions that you would like to go to and let us know if you're bringing a little one with you. But you do not have to register in advance. It is a free event. So if you don't get a chance to do that before the 4th or the 5th, you can come one or both nights. Please come.
Okay, and I was going to ask that if you need to attend the whole thing, but it sounds like you could just go to a few sessions if that's what works into your life.
Correct, yes. If you just want to come to hear the featured speaker, or if you're really interested in hearing about juuling or e-cigs, you can look at the time that that is going to be offered and pop in and out at your leisure.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about this?
We're just super excited. So, yeah. We are always looking for ways to engage parents and share, you know, the latest resources with them. So I really hope to see our community come out and enjoy this.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Jonelle Wallace and Crystal Panino, again, that parent night coming up February 4th and 5th at K-High, Surviving Their Adolescence. And if you want more information, it sounds like you can go to the school district website.